The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In Ireland, it's estimated that one in seven women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lives. While treatment options have greatly improved, it's sometimes difficult to understand which treatment will work best for each patient. Scientists have now developed a blood test that can predict how well patients with breast cancer will respond to a particular treatment. And to find out what the science is behind all of this, I'm joined by Dr. Isolt Brown, a clinical research fellow at the Institute of Cancer Research and first author of this study, and she's on the line. Isolt, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat. Thank you very much for having me on to discuss today, our research today.
Yeah, now tell me when this all started.
Well, I guess from my perspective, I moved over to the Royal Marsden 3 years ago, and this is when I started working on this study. And I guess, I suppose, before discussing the results of the study, it might be a good idea just to give a bit of background on, you know, what we're testing and why we're testing it.
Yeah.
So I guess, as you alluded to at the start, it is really, really important to say that treatment options for advanced breast cancer have improved significantly in recent years, and many people are living for years with the disease controlled, and new treatments are continuing to improve outcomes. However, even with these advances, not every patient responds the same way to a given therapy. So in our study, we asked whether a non-invasive blood test, which we call a liquid biopsy, could help us identify early on who is responding to treatment and who isn't, before any changes show up on scans or through symptoms. Now, this test, the liquid biopsy, works by detecting tiny fragments of tumour DNA that cancer cells shed into the bloodstream. And this is known as circulating tumour DNA, or ctDNA.
Now, is that what leads to secondaries, the fact that these fragments are there, or is that a separate process?
So the secondary breast cancer is when breast cancer is spread out of the breast itself. I guess we normally determine the presence of secondary breast cancer through symptoms or through evidence on scans. Now, this liquid biopsy gives us the opportunity to detect and diagnose cancer without an invasive biopsy and prior to evidence on scans as well. It's much less invasive than a traditional biopsy, and you can repeat it easily to see how the cancer is behaving over time. And I guess, you know, invariably, tissue biopsies are sometimes not feasible for various reasons, technical reasons due to locations, or sometimes a patient may be too unwell. And they can also come with morbidity. So this gives us a great opportunity to use a liquid biopsy, which can detect and diagnose cancer, identify mutations for targeted therapies, monitor for relapse in early stage disease. And in our case, we looked at assessing response to treatments, essentially.
Okay, so you're using this particular liquid biopsy for this purpose, which is to check out treatments, but this kind of thing has many more applications.
Absolutely, yeah. So in our study, what we did was we collected blood samples from 167 patients with advanced breast cancer at two time points, so before treatment started and after one cycle of treatment, 4 weeks later. What we did was we measured the amount of ctDNA in their blood to see whether higher or lower levels were linked with treatment response and how long the cancer remained controlled, which is termed progression-free survival. And we found really clear patterns. We identified that patients with low ctDNA levels at the start of treatment tended to respond better to treatment and had longer periods before the cancer grew again. And importantly, patients whose ctDNA levels fell rapidly, particularly to undetectable levels after just 4 weeks of treatment, they generally went on to a favorable outcome. So, for example, in one subgroup of patients, we found that they had 86% of patients responded to treatment. And responding to treatment means that their cancer has shrunk to a partial response, or it has gone completely, a complete response, if the ctDNA was undetectable, versus just over 10% if it was still detectable. Also, patients with this undetectable ctDNA after one cycle tended to have substantially longer periods before their cancer progressed. For example, 12 months compared to roughly 4 months in those with detectable ctDNA.
Now,
so we essentially go on ahead.
You know, I was going to ask you, you're testing this against presumably a number of different chemotherapies that are used. So you have a cohort of patients, some of whom are properly treated with, you know, the decision of the oncologist is this is the appropriate drug for patient A and this one is the appropriate drug for patient B. And that's what you look at, the effect of the appropriate treatment for each person and what the blood test reveals.
Absolutely. And I guess that it's a very important point to say that this wasn't just one subtype of breast cancer. This study included multiple or all the subtypes of breast cancer. So, and the pattern held true across these different targeted therapies and also across the different subtypes of breast cancer. So essentially, we have demonstrated that this liquid biopsy at the start of treatment or very early on, just after 4 weeks, can provide a strong early signal about whether a breast cancer therapy is likely to work. Mm. And this really helps clinicians, you know, change to its better treatment sooner, helps patients avoid side effects from treatments that aren't working, and supports truly personalised cancer care.
Now, what's interesting about this study, I suppose, is that it doesn't require a double blind thing. There's no placebo effect here because people are getting their regular therapy. There's no, you know, novel drug tests being introduced here. This is therapies that are prescribed for women who have breast cancer, and you're just measuring. And this is why it's so
Absolutely.
Great. It's non-invasive. It's simple to do, and it's just measuring what's going on.
Absolutely. Now, I guess I do need to be clear, though, although we are using, you know, liquid biopsies in the UK in advanced breast cancer to detect mutations and guide targeted therapies, that's kind of it's in a different setting. To be clear, using ctDNA during treatment to guide decisions isn't routine practice yet. Large trials are underway, including in Ireland, and depending on the trial outcomes, it could be a matter of a few years before it does become standard of care.
Yeah, but it's non-harmful. It doesn't harm anyone, this particular test.
Absolutely, yeah. And I guess it does show right now we have promising evidence, you know, that mm-hmm. this blood test could shorten the time patients spend waiting to know if a treatment was working. And ultimately, this is about a non-invasive blood test to make sure every patient gets the right treatment at the right time, leading to a more personalised and precise medicine.
All right. It's very interesting because obviously it'll be introduced if it turns out there's a good cost-benefit analysis. But I'm sure most people who've gone through the breast cancer journey will say, bring it on and bring it on quick.
Absolutely. Now, there's obviously ongoing trials which were involved in the Royal Marsden, and there are ongoing trials recruiting in Ireland. We're looking at ctDNA in early breast cancer. And I guess, from our perspective, women get on these trials getting the results of the ctDNA test, they feel quite empowered having these results.
Very good. It's fascinating stuff. Dr. Iseult Brown, Clinical Research Fellow at the Institute of Cancer Research and the first author of this study. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.